Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As you might imagine, Patriots fans back in New England swung from devastated to elated during the team's comeback. WBUR's Anthony Brooks watched at a bar in Boston where fans said they never lost their faith.
So I'm at Boston Beer Works. As you can hear, the crowd behind me is absolutely out of their mind. After watching one of the greatest Super Bowl comebacks in the history of the NFL, I got to talk to you. What do you think?
If anybody could do it, the New England Patriots can. You have to believe.
But you didn't believe in the middle of
the game. I believed. I never lost it.
Listen, you heard us cheering.
It's true. These guys never gave up, even when the Patriots were down by 25 points and looked like certain losers. Jamison Frederick and his brother David kept cheering, yelling, urging Tom Brady and his teammates on. I met them early in the evening when Jamison, who's from Framingham, said he was counting on seeing Brady win his fifth Super Bowl.
What I would like to see is Brady win that fifth ring and the argument just get even smaller and smaller and smaller that he is the greatest quarterback of all time.
But for most of the evening, it didn't look like that was going to happen. As Atlanta pressured Brady, who struggled to connect with his receivers, nothing seemed to work. That was just fine for this guy, Wes Griffin, an Atlanta Falcons fan from South Carolina, hoping to see his team win its first Super Bowl.
I'm trying not to cheer too terribly loud so I don't get strung up. I just happened to be here during the Super Bowl, just coincidental. This is my only day in town. And it just happened to fall on Super Bowl Sunday. So, you know, I wish the Patriots fans the best of luck. Actually, Tom Brady's one of my favorite players, to be honest. But I think the Falcons are due. So, obviously, I'm going to cheer for my team.
And for a while, Griffin had a lot to cheer about as Falcons quarterback and Boston College grad Matt Ryan took control of the game. The crowd at Boston Beer Works had less and less to cheer about. And Patriots fan Jamison Frederick was worried.
Not looking so great right now.
No, it's not at all.
What do you think's going on?
Well, I mean, the very simple answer, you know, big elephant in the room, it's turnovers. The Atlanta Falcons have scored 2 touchdowns on 2 turnovers. You cannot win any game, playoff, regular season, Super Bowl. You can't win a game if you turn the ball over. We really need to tighten that up.
As the Falcons built a 25-point lead, Wes Griffin, the Falcons fan, started talking to Jamison Frederick and his brother David in what you might describe as an effort to promote a red state, blue state dialogue.
These two guys were like the loudest Patriots fans in here, and I thought if I can like make an alliance with them early on, I might have a chance to not get strung up if we win. But I told these guys, I said, look, you know what? I'm on your home turf. All due respect. If you guys pull off a win, I'll get you a round of drinks.
Look.
This is Jamison Frederick.
We're at a period in our country where we're so divided on so many things. If there's one thing that we can unite, it's our passion for the true American sport, and that's football.
I like this guy. I like this guy, yeah.
You guys, hey. It's an inspiration, especially in this day and age, right?
Well, yeah, thank you, yeah.
And then Tom Brady and the Patriots roared back, tying the score in the final seconds of regulation and winning it in overtime. Jamison Frederick says the victory makes 1 point loud and clear.
To me, this means that there is no more argument. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
A disappointed Wes Griffin agrees and says Tom Brady was the decisive factor that sunk his Falcons.
It's disappointing. I'm going to hold to my promise. I owe a round of drinks, so it is what it is.
A stunning victory for the Patriots, a heartbreaking loss for the Falcons, and another reason to keep drinking. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.